The U.S. Navy has a special message this year at the Rim of the Pacific exercises, bringing together the navies of more than 20 nations off the coast of Hawaii. It is time to turn green. Joining the vessels is what the U.S. Navy calls its Great Green Fleet of warships, powered by fuel from renewable sources like algae, grass, and animal fat. Over the last few months, the Navy has been showcasing how biofuels can transform the military and eventually lead what Navy Secretary Ray Mabus hopes will be a transition away from energy sources in unstable parts of the world.
But the main reason we're moving toward alternative energy in the Navy and Marine Corps is to make us better warfighters, is to reduce our vulnerability on imported fossil fuel, to make sure that we have energy security and energy independence in the United States military, United States Navy.
The Obama administration wants half the Navy's fleet to convert to biofuels by 2020 and become a major force in the development of the biofuels market, much in the same way the military in the past has served as the developer of technology such as GPS, computers, and cell phones.
The Air Force is aiming to get half of its domestic jet fuel from alternative sources by 2016. And I'm directing the Navy and the Department of Energy and Agriculture to work with the private sector to create advanced biofuels that can power not just fighter jets, but also trucks and commercial airliners.
But with each gallon of biofuel costing $26 compared to less than $4 that conventional fuel does, there is plenty of opposition from members of Congress who say it is a waste of money at a time when the Pentagon faces deep budget cuts. David Kreutzer is an energy analyst at the Heritage Foundation.
It's going to be more expensive to get these biofuels, and it doesn't provide any operational improvement. That is, it's not a denser energy. It has to be a drop-in fuel. We could be getting equivalent fuel from domestic production much more cheaply. Instead of diverting resources in the Navy towards biofuels, we could use them for equipment and material and personnel.
Efforts to convert the Navy are well underway. The USS Macon Island, the Navy's first hybrid amphibious assault ship, has just completed its maiden voyage. The green message has also been carried by the Navy's famous Blue Angel, seen demonstrating the power of biofuels at a recent air show. With money in short supply at the military, biofuels for now may be only for show. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the Pentagon.